We began discussing the rules and regulations with everybody. Too many guys listen to that.
Oh. Whoa.
No good. Low toe. Okay. I'll have to take measures. Alright, so now let's learn. When do you say bracha of al, or when do you say bracha of li? Right, the Rabbeinu Tam is the first. We began discussing the rules and regulations with everybody. Too many guys listen to that.
Oh. Whoa.
No good. Low toe. Okay. I'll have to take measures. Alright, so now let's learn. When do you say bracha of al, or when do you say bracha of li? Right, the Rabbeinu Tam is the first one who jumped into this mess, which we can't get out of over here. Teresa, there's no way. Or Rabbeinu Tam's uncle got jumped in and had the following rule. Li, he says, implies a shihui, a duration. Li is an infinitive form. Hashem commanded us to do as some kind of a connotation of to do on an ongoing basis. Al is clipped. Hashem said, commanded us on this, about this. It's over. That's the general rule. There's no basis for this anywhere in Shas. I think it's based on a nuance of syntax, of grammar. And he tries to fit everything into that pattern. And he squeezes this and he squeezes that. And some people just squeeze this way and that way, and they like to squeeze, they don't like to squeeze. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rivar and the Ran and the Ramban all try to place much closer to the vest, closer to the sugya. They quote two svaras that the Gemara has directly. One is that if your bracha is can be if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, it's al. And two, if the mitzvah is done after the fact, it's al. And I think the logic behind this is pretty clear. Le, as I said before, is an infinitive. Hashem commanded us to do this. You did it already. You commanded to do it. You did it already. Right? So you have to say al. Similarly, if someone else can do it, Hashem didn't command you to do it. Someone else can do it. He commanded in general terms about this and this mitzvah. So now, therefore, we also resort to the al instead of the le. In a certain sense, the rivar has more appeal. Excuse me, because it's based on the Gemara. There's certain loose ends. So the Rosh patches it up one way, the Ran patches it up a different way. You know, Sphiris of Omer and this and all these kind of things. That's what we spoke about on Thursday. Alright? Just want to get back to where we were holding. So now everyone knows what we're up to? Yeah. Before that, by the way, we discussed about Bris Mila. We spoke about the Lach Niso and the Brichus Eirusin. What kind of brachas these are, the brachas shelach v'odoyah, which is also left track, or is it the brachas ha-mitzvah, which is said in fact before the bris and before the kiddushin, or we mentioned in Lach Niso there might be something else, the Ram Chalava, the question of the askos, which the father has to arrange for the bris mila. The Aruch HaShulchan is a fourth chart in Hilchos Mila, and Reish Tzamach Hei, I think it's Ches. He says, no, it's like the Lach Niso b'rish of Ram Avinu means that Mila is not just a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, like a mitzvah of tzitzis, a mitzvah of tefillin. Mila is a mitzvah which brings a person to Matachas Kanfei Hashchina. He enters into the Klal Yisrael in a more complete sense. And therefore there's a special bracha on that, on bringing him into the bris. And interestingly, the Poskim discusses what will happen in the case where the kid will have the ritual circumcision, but that's it. Not that it stops at the bar mitzvah, it stops at the bris. You know, he's not going to have any religious upbringing whatsoever. So, I don't know, for the Aruch HaShulchan, some I heard suggest that possibility, you should make a Lach Niso. Because, what if the father's a goy? Yeah, the father's a goy. So, obviously the father's not going to make a Lach Niso. So, there's a whole discussion, there's no father, what do you make? The Bezdin makes it, or the Sandik makes it, or the Boyle makes it. And some says nobody should make it, because this kid Nebuch, if our predictions will, you know, if our forecast will in fact materialize, will never become Nichas Lebris in that sense of being Torah, Chuppah, Mas, and Tovah, you know, which is the way we respond in our answer. So what? The Bris? What? As a matter of fact, some possible Menachos Mila, the Shach and the Taz quote a sheet of Gaonim. Unbelievable. That such a bris wouldn't be Docha Shabbos. Yeah, it happens all the time. A father, the guy, and I mean, today, in today's world, it happens, unfortunately, thousands of times. I mean, a Jewish mother and a Goyish father, the kid's Jewish, we know. We believe in matrilineal descent. Would you do the bris on Shabbos? Of course, the answer should be yes. The Jewish child would do the bris on Shabbos. And some of the Gaonim said no. And I think the svarach they give is as follows. The Gemara says in Yevamos that the reason why the Mila Docha Shabbos was a nichrasu aleh yud gimel brisus. That is, right? The beginning of Yevamos. So something just means that the Mila is a mochamadigar asay. Others say, no, it means the brisus. The bris is what's Docha. Not the ritual circumcision, but the nechnas of the bris. And if the father of the guy and the kid's not going to like me, not to come into a bris, then what's the point? And if it, maybe it's not Docha Shabbos. This is what the Poskim talk about. We don't Poskim that way, because I guess we hold either the meal itself is Docha Shabbos, or we hold out some hope that there will be a case of the bris despite the fact that the father's a guy. The kid has a whole new approach. So we have four approaches really to Lach Nisa, right? We have the Shita of Rashbam with a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. We have the Shita of the Toast, the Birchas HaShevach. We have the Shita of the Maram Chalavas on the Hisaskus. And the Shita of Baruch HaShulchat on the Knis of the bris itself. As far as Birchas Eiris is concerned, we also have Tosfos says the Birchas HaShevach. We discuss the base Yitzchak of Shechta Shalita. Had a discussion that maybe we passed on that way. He told me afterwards that he wrote there in the Sefer anonymously. He heard the name of the Brisk Dayan. Reb Simcha Zelig Riga was the Dayan of Brisk in Reb Chaim time, and he apparently said, "Look, we make Birchas Eirusin for non-believers. You know, they're communists and really." Communist in the 20s and in Brisk, and you know, there was a big city in Russia, and the communists took it over, and there was unfortunately many adherents to communism, and they would still go for a wedding, you know, because their parents wanted it, even though they didn't believe in anything, and the rabbi would make the bracha. Now, how can you make a bracha for a communist that doesn't believe in God? Must be the birth of Shevach for a daughter. They were thankful, like, look, he's a Jewish girl. Look how many intermarriage there were once in the communist world, right? So we have a Shevach for a daughter, and a Jewish marriage. So that's the case. You know, we should. I asked Rav Shechter after Shia, I said, why don't we make the bracha afterwards? I said, you asked me on Thursday. Everyone said, coming, what do you mean? It should only be afterwards. His response to me was, well, you know, even though it's a birchas HaShevach, there are some birchas HaShevach which can be made before, immediately before the event. I mentioned to me that we learned this last year a little bit. I need a birchas Nisuin, Shevach brachas. But the Sam Poskim is made, is a Birchas Shevach V'Odah, and it's made before the Chuppah. Right, because otherwise the Chuppah will be, I asked. He said, well, some don't say that, they give a different reason. Pekitza, even though it's a Birchas Shevach, we can be made before, because we're Chosh, maybe the Rambam is right. But the Ikud, then apparently these Poskim seem that to assume that the Birchas Shevach like Tosfos is Pesach and Madav Zayin and Madav. Fine, let's go back to our major theme, which is the Nuspech HaBroch. This is not a push of the theme, not going to go away so fast. We mentioned the Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva, but we started at the end talking about the Toim. Did we see the Balamor inside? I think we did, no? The Toim, who what do they do? They flip the Lulav or they flip the Esther, they're mistaken. Because the Gemara is push of against it off in the Gemara. The Gemara is Klor, Feirish. That's the reason why you make Alantilas Lulav, but not what? Lisa Lassa Lulav is why? The Midagbe and Afit Bey. So Abati Yotze before you make the bracha. So how could these wise guys be smarter than the Gemara and try to flip the Estrig upside down and then they should make Lito as a Lula? What's going on over here? Same thing. Arba minutes. Sorry, Kemi Yotze, but I'll tell you all four. Do what?
Don't you turn the Estrig upside down? You don't.
I personally do. Because I follow it.
Okay, but why do you personally do it?
You're right, the Balabok was me a Toer. Put them on the bar, I'm an idiot, make a stupid mistake. Well, first of all, toast and soup should turn it upside down. So before that blame test is cooking, I take the fairish. And secondly, we'll see, that don't leave out me. I could be, I'm often a toa. But toast and soup and lama test, not, they can't call them a toa so fast. Don't jump to any hasty conclusions. I had a bottle of Mars, right? The fairish is the power. Black on white. Oh. Wait, be patient. The Balamor, however, leaves you with a window of opportunity. He said himself that maybe the riot is not conclusive. Let's keep one hand in the Gemara and one hand in the Balamor. He himself says it's not a complete raya. And we're going to jump right through that window that he leaves open for us. The Baal HaMoor says on page 6, Tol Sibi Yodam, right?
Last three words.
Those who hope in us, tell me, Vinus Mol, they switch it up from right to left, same as switching it upside down. Tos will be on to mistake. But now, Rabbos, I'll show you the window which the Baal HaMoor left open for us. It's on the third line, the Baal HaMoor, third from the left line. The line begins. The Afal Gav. Sure, he quotes the Gemara, but not from the Gemara. Then he says, the Afal Gav, the high Shinuyot Vishaninon. Leman the Oma Livaro below Sviral of Gavazai. The Baal HaMoor opens the door for you and says, no. True to the Gemara against the Toim, against me, against you, that we all flip the Esrim. But that Gemara Shaloka Locha, because that Gemara is in context. What's the context? The Gemara keeps asking question after question against the Madhabo says, Levar. And if any answer which is given to that question is irrelevant, la halacha, we don't paskin levar. That same idea is used by which rishon? We mentioned it last week. You saw inside. Who? In a different context. No, wake up. There's another answer the Gemara gave according to the Madhava levar, which somebody accepts and somebody rejects. Remember? Ah, look at the Gemara. Okay, I told you keep one hand in the Gemara. One hand here. Look over here. Come on. Mark is on this third line. Asher Kisham says, "Why no alamila?" So if you hold levayer, why to make alamila? Answer the Gemara. Lomul lo sagid laviu mar avi aben meikel neima enachinami. You make lomul. Do we pass? Can you make lomul? Yes or no? The Rambam says yes, and Rashi Niran say no. Why not? It's off for the Gemara. What's the answer? It's an off for the Gemara, but to go on to Madamu who says what? Levayer. We pass in our fear, so it's alamila. Well, the same thing weiter. Send me from Lulav, Meisve, Al Natilas Lulav. The Kasha the Mandama what? Levair. So the same thing, the terror that the Gemara gave with the Ahmed Nakhbeh, is wrong. It's not Kalocha. In other words, when the Gemara held that Al means what? That Al means. If you make Levar Chomet, you make levar chametz, I mean that al means past. You can't make al be a chametz. Al means past. So therefore the question becomes, if you hold levar, why hold on the tilas lulav? So no, al means past. But since we paskin al be your chametz, that means al means future, you can't give that answer al means past. Al does not mean past. Al means future. So therefore the proper bracha should have been what? Litol lulav. I had an offer in the Gemara that the bracha al nitzilas lulav because you were yotze before you make the bracha. Wrong. That's an offer in the Gemara of your old levar at chametz. We pass an out via chametz. So the old Gemara is wrong. That's how we hold. We're not poem so fast. The Baal HaMoor himself gave us the opening. Baal HaMoor said v'yafal gav the high shinu yagam mishanim the mandam al levaru v'lo svi yirolam kavastei afilu hachi gamrina minei. Then the tilas, did it be the tilas lulav? If the garav papi, garav papa, then everyone agrees. So says the Baal HaMoor. But Tosfos and the Flamitas and Sukkah disagrees that the proper way is to flip over the asterisk. That's the answer. Punch it. That's the answer. Now, if you think about it, we should say that whether this answer is correct should depend upon what. The machlokas, the Rambam and Rashi and Ram. We just had before by Mila, right? They say lomol asaben. That means that the Gemara is correct. You have to flip over the, asterisk, right? If, however, you say that al hamila is always correct, it means all these Gemaras shalok halacha, then there's no need to flip. So we have a funny situation because we say what? We say al hamila. That means the Gemara. Wait, comes that right? Good, right. We say Allah Mila. That means we reject everything in the Gemara. We reject Lamala Saban. We reject Nagbe Nabakbe. Good. We're consistent. Ha! Works out great. Oh, the question is, do the Rishonim say that or not? That's the question. Do the Rishonim say that? That's the problem. That's the problem. The Meiri is the Farish like me. Farish. That Lahalacha, quotes Shepshat Rashi, that all the Gemara's Terutzim are wrong. Lavala Saven is therefore wrong, he says. And the reason for Lulav is not because of Medag Ben Avik Bay. It's also wrong. That's the Meiri to look up on the Mar Makarmis. I don't know if you saw it yet. Whatever, there are plenty of Miris around. If you can't, you'll look again. No, you'll look it up tomorrow. Anyway, look it up later today. That's the Miris Beferish, Beferish. So I found an interesting thing. The Ran who says that the Teret of Lovel Asaben is not Lahalacha. Is not lahalacha, right? Is not lahalacha. So he doesn't tell the Balamor that it's a toast. The way we said before, he should hold that it's right to flip it over. The Ramban has something which I don't understand exactly what he says. If I used to look at the Ramban inside, because the Ran, although he paraphrases the Ramban, on this point I didn't know what to make of the Ramban. The lush of the Ramban, as I understood it, he says as follows. He says, not the pshat that you already were yotzer the mitzvah of Dalad Minim before you made the bracha. No, that's not pshat lahalacha lemaskana, right? That's exactly what comes out according to the Ran and according to Shitas Rashi, right? The way we paskin. But what do you add? What does he throw in? What do we make al? Quote, the birkoso u mitzvoso boin ki echad kishenot lo lotispo. The afal pishu over la asiyah samitzvah. Simultaneous. Because you make the bracha as you pick it up. That's what he says. As you make the bracha as you hold it. What does it mean? What's he saying? Is it simultaneous? Is it before? Is it after? What is it exactly? I don't know what he means. Do you mean you have kavanah to be yotzei only later on? I don't know. I don't know if that's what he means. I don't know. So why would you make al? Maybe he means that the action, here's a very important point, the action of the mitzvah preceded the bracha. We have the rocks in the big yitzol, that the bracha is on a maisa mitzvah. We're going to have this time and time again. We have it now, we have it later in the 10th paragraph, we're going to come up to it again. That the bracha is on a maisa mitzvah, even though the kiyum mitzvah isn't yet. So if the converse of that is, if you have the maisa mitzvah first, and then you make a bracha, and then you have a kiyum afterwards, that the mice, maybe the bracha should be al. Because why is an effect going on in the past? Because why, even though the kiyum is later, but the bracha relates very much to the mice mitzvah. Here the case of a mice which is no kavanah samitzvah yet, but still the bracha is after the mice, before the kiyum. Maybe therefore there should be an al. Maybe that's what the Ramban means. Maybe, I'm not exactly sure. The Ramban is very unclear to me. I looked it up in the Gemara Shalem doesn't have too much on it. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that Ramban. If you have a better shot, I don't know what he says exactly. I don't know. We'll come through it a little later. I don't know if it's about this. I don't remember. Then we got stuck with one more thing. Al achilas matzah. We have no way to explain it so far. No way. No way. From the time we had a way, of course. Chick-chack, you're over the mitzvah in 1 second. That's true. So you don't say, but leave our rabbinic time. According to the other Shah Perushim, the revolt, right. The revolt, it can't do it to somebody else. I can't be also matzah by proxy. And it's not past tense. So it should certainly be lechel matzah. So the best answer is the gerut is lechel matzah. Shine. But the problem is we don't have the gerut lechel. We have a problem with achilas matzah. What do you do? How do you defend it? How do you explain it? I have a pshat. I have a pshat. Post is not Kufchof, we'll get to it later in the year. Kufchof, that the main mitzvah of matzah is the afikom. Yep. No. The main mitzvah, Post is Kufchof, Dibra Matzah, Bo Achrona. We'll get to it later. The main mitzvah is the afikom. Now, the afikom is the main mitzvah. 1 second. So we could argue as follows. When you make a bracha with lip, You have to do the, what did we say before? If you did it already, you can't make lev. There's an infinitive to do. So we can have the converse of that. If you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah until significantly later, you also can't say lev. Because Hashem commanded us about eating matzah. Yeah, I'll do a ma'isa now, and it'll be the main key, it'll be later. But I'm gonna, but to say lev implies I'm doing the mitzvah with the key and with the whole thing right away, you know? The Meiri said so. The Meiri said so. With respect to what? No. No, help me out. You saw the Meiri's? With respect to what? Exactly, I'll be a chametz. Why not levar as a chametz? Answer the Meiri, because the mitzvah is burning later. So it's true. Now you're checking tomorrow, you're burning, but since the beer is tomorrow and lev mashma right away, and I'll refer to the mitzvah in more general terms, so make a bracha al beer chametz. So that very same reason of the Meiri, the fi anius daiti, I want to apply to matzah, because I have to call about maror. Well, maror depends. You ask me about maror. That's a good question. And a chenami maror should have been really what? Should have been what? No. Lechem, but since there are some cases where it's what's the case? We have only lettuce. If a carpet you have to use lettuce, so then you have to make alechilas mar for the same reason. But they left the brachas constant. Oh, the alechilas mar. They're not going to make distinctions. That's my answer. I didn't say I'm able to answer. This is my own original that I was able to see. But of course, I'm not chas v'shalom original. It's based upon the Meiri. I don't make things up. The Meiri said that if I be a chometz, I want to say the same thing when it comes to matzah. The truth, I have to be honest with you, I thought it was before the Meiri. I got to be honest. When I thought about it, it was a chiddush pella. I'm the one original thinker that if it's the lev means it's done right away, and if it's done a little bit later on, the key you have to say al. But I was willing to go out on the limb just to defend our nisuch. It doesn't make any sense going to the riva. Then I was found great support in the Meiri, who's the exact same beliefs and reasoning as I use. For this case of El Bir Chometz with the burning, yes.
And Miri says exactly that in the first Hebrew Matzah that you saw. The right. Last one, the left one, he seems to come back and say it's not the logical relatedness.
Good, so I guess it's only me alone. At least the Miri at one point was the fourth for me. I don't know if he ever retracted that. I don't know. I'm not sure. Miri? Who's learned Kufka? Well, I'm learning that Zion. I got 113 blood to get there. Yeah?
If I reject Rav Meir Tam, why is that shita that you're giving to answer up Alechilas Matzah any different than Rav Meir Tam shita?
Rav Meir Tam.
Start and finish within a set period of time immediately.
Rav Meir Tam.
Start immediately, or if you don't finish immediately, then you don't make the bracha.
If you hold like Rav Meir Tam, then I said before, Alechilas Matzah makes sense.
But the answer you're giving for the Riva on Alechilas Matzah is Rav Meir Tam's answer.
I don't know.
Almost exactly.
Could be. But it doesn't matter. Rabbi Natan, but the most posts can reject Rabbi Natan.
Right, so they should reject your answer also.
No. No. Oh, it's the opposite. You'll think about it.
Why is it the opposite?
Think. Put it in the computer. You'll see it comes out. It'll all come out. It'll overload. It'll come out. Yeah?
By far, like you said, since someone's going to use it, you're not going to have to throw it away. So you're doing it afterwards, that's why?
No, you're doing it before, but you're doing it hour before the carpas, and the kiyum is later on by tomorrow, an hour later. So I'm saying, whenever the kiyum is an hour later, you say al. Like the Meiri said, al for your comments. At least at one point. Yes, sir?
Which Tosafot
were
you referring to?
Bachron. Not a Rambam. The Rambam's... We'll get to it, we have another tense pair. Not a Rambam, before Pesach, definitely that'll get to it. Before Pesach. Not a Rambam... Computer still isn't all for me.
What? Can you repeat how Rabbi Natan answered that question and then repeat
Rabbi
how
Natan is answered? Rabbi Natan says any mitzvah which has no hemshif man is al. That's Rabbi Natan says.
That's not the lashon he uses though.
And shiu is man. Everyone.
But the lashon he uses in the Tosos is also that it starts immediately.
Thanatos is in the rush.
In the rush.
In the rush.
The rush includes starting immediately. Doesn't he say two things? To start immediately and it has a specific time frame?
Could be.
And the Riva rejects both?
Not necessarily.
So you're saying that concept of starting immediately, the Riva would have to be motivated?
I think Rabbi Natan makes a big deal about that. That's not his main point. It's about the Shiui. I don't think it's that. Look again on the rush and the rush. Look again. The Rambam says as follows. If a person makes a bracha on lulav before he picks up the lulav, guess what he says? Lito lulav. Lito. Why? It's perfect. The Rambam. I asked, I hope you saw the Rambam. God, by now you should be ahead of me in the Mamakomas. Everybody, I can't complain that the next Mamakomas aren't out yet. Tomorrow I'll be ahead of you. Computer willing. All right. The Rambam says, if you pick up the lulav, if you make the bracha before you pick it up, you make a bracha lead to lulav. I al beer. Right. So why do you make a bracha of al beer chametz? It should be levoy as a chametz. That was an unbelievable pshat. Everything should be with a lamed, according to the Rambam. Right? I mean, that's much of a every al has to be explained. Big Rambam. Ooh, wow. Big Rambam. Okay. You can look at the small one. Thank you, Ben. Look at this Rambam. Wow. The Hilchos Brachos. Wow. Big. Perek Yud Aleph. He says, not as a lulav b'varach al atilas lulav. Shekev and shekviru yotza yedei chovoso. Rambam l'shitoso. Exactly. I will embira kodesh yitol bevarach litolulav. Kama leisha b'tzuka. Mikana talom eishav bevarach achash osav bevarach ala asiyah. That's the famous Rambam. V'cheinu bevarach al bira chomeitz. Look at this move. It's an incredible move. The Hadam Iri tip shot. Al bira chomeitz, it's so far below, so long before the ultimate burning. It's too early. That's the Rambam Iri sheet. In direct contrast, what did Rambam say? What? Too late. Hold on. The push-up shots, why did he say I'll be here? Because he can do it to somebody else. That's the Rivar with the Ramban, with the Ran. That's a simple shot, based on the on what we saw. So. But the Rambam says they make a bracha. I'll be your chomet. That you make a bracha, I'll be your chomet. On someone else's house, push it away, like Alamil. Why do you make Abir Chametz, what? On your own house. That's the Ran's Kasha. If you make Lomel Saven on your own son, you should make Levaras HaChametz on your own house. That was the Ran's Kasha. The Ran was stupid. Can the Ran know there was a Kasha against him? He gave a response. Here's his response. Catch it now. That's exactly he's worried about the bodak latzmo problem. Why? Shemishah shegomar belibo levatel nates mitzvas habir kodem sheyivlo kamo sheyivar b'mkomo nuchos chametz matzah. Unreal. It's late. It's after the mitzvah. Al natilat lulav is after the mitzvah. Al bir chomet is after the mitzvah. We mean after the mitzvah. We mean after the mitzvah. After what mitzvah?
Are you about to leave?
Well, you had in mind.
Yes. Although you say the formal act of bittul, the statement of bittul with your mouth, comes after the bdika. Apos et torch shiavatul afterwards, but in your heart, which is what counts, bittul belev, your mental decision to do bittul precedes the bedikas chametz. So you're mekayim tashbisu when you have that mind in your heart. That's how he answers this kasha. That's how he answers this kasha, which the Ran asked against it. Of course, the Meiri asked the kasha against the Rambam. It's not true. But the facts are wrong. You don't have a mind to do a bit until after the bedika, and your matznias achomet atzoruchlo. The Rambam will hold, obviously, will answer the Meiri's kasha in the following way. No. Yemiyat levata belev miyad. What do you mean miyad? That which you haven't seen, that which you won't find in your bedika. And the Meiri says no, since you plan to keep some of the chavachomet, you don't have anything really in mind at the beginning. But the Maharamah is a terror. That's no kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah now, on this basis, turns the whole Gemara upside down. I mean, upside down completely. Because at first glance, beautiful Svarad Rambam, but when he gets to the Gemara, it's no Gemara. The Gemara seems to indicate for Keret, you're supposed to make what kind of a bracha? Nu, levar chametz. If you make lamal atavet, right? You should make levar. What's going on over here? for the Kesef, Mishnah, the Gemara, punkt verkehrt. The Abdi-Mon of Zion the base? Meisvet. No, top line of the Gemara. Ki pligi bi albir. Mar sova mei kora mashma, u mar sova lahaboa mashma. How do we learn Pshat until now? The one who says, albir learned lahaboa. Because after all, you're not learning it until later, you're not doing bidig until afterwards. The one who says, Livoyer considers Albir to be what? Meikara, and therefore it's inappropriate. Repeat. The stand of Shad in the Gemara. Look at Rashi. Rashi tells the stand of Shad in the Gemara. Meikara mashma, Albir should be Yarti. Varea dayan lo boda. Da brocha kodem bediku. And Bir is called bediku, Rashi is. You with me so far? I thought we learned the Gemara from the very beginning. Comes the Kesef Mishnah with an incredible pshat going to the Rambam. Punkt verkehrt. Mar tzover make korah mashma, and therefore you make what? I'll be your chometz. For the reason the Rambam gave in the Lachat Tzvav. Because the bittul transpired before you made the bracha. The bittul belay. Punkt verkehrt. Exactly the reverse of Rashi and around everybody else. Sure. The simple pshat in the Gemara, the top line of Zayin Beis. The machlokas is by Al. By Levi, when it agrees with Lahabo. Al is a machlokas. Mar tzava that Al means meikara. Therefore, it's inappropriate for our purpose, and the bracha should be Levar chametz. Umar tzava Lahabo mashma, and therefore you can make Alpira chametz, because you're going to do the checking after the bracha. That's how everybody, Rashi, everybody learns that way. Right? If you learn that way, the Rambam is very shver. Comes with the whole shakta of a time in the Gemara. Baruch, 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 it's only mandamar. Livoyer. Which we don't pass in life. So if we don't pass in Livoyer, so then why is the Rambam passing the Matzgon single lama lasa ben? Doesn't fit. The Rambam's kasha, we spoke about it on Thursday. Comes the kasha, the mission is that you got it all wrong. Rambam's punkt faker. Ki pligi ba'al bir. Mar sovar. Be'ikora mashma. Which one? Who else make our mashma? The one is Albir Chameis. Because it's appropriate to use the bracha like Lashem Meikara. Why is that appropriate? Why? You know, help me out. Why? Because the bitla belay precedes the bracha. Umar sabar lahaba mashma. And then you cannot make Albir Chameis. Why not? Because here what? Here the bittul, which is called the beer, preceded the bracha. So therefore, if al zahaba, it's just as inappropriate as lith. They're both inappropriate. See, if I'll stick with the lith. Lith's more traditional. Lith's the standard shot. If you have a reason to say al, so you say al. If you have no reason, you may as well say lith. This mamash is an incredible, iconoclastic shot to Kesef Mishnah. Everything's backwards. Completely the reverse of the conventional wisdom. Yeah?
You might have both said that you couldn't say Levi.
All right. So you mean pick your poison, and they're both no good. Okay. Okay, fine. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Remarkable shot. Now the Gemara is going to be punkt verkehrt now. Everything's going to be backwards. Look. Fact the Gemara. According to the Mandama who says what? Al Bir Chomas. Not against the opposite of the Ram. May say the Mandama Al. Baruch Al Amilo. There it's not Le'ovar. So if you hold what? Al Bir Chomas. Because Al is Le'ovar, then why do you make Al Amilo? The Gemara gives an answer. That answer, you better believe we pass like that answer. That's the only which is going to save our skin. And that explains the same with Abed Agbe Nafik Bey. You better believe in passing like that. So the Rambam passes that you make the bracha after you pick up the lulav. And if you do the reverse, it's to make lethal lulav. And the father makes lama lasa ben. It's a whole gemara zalach. It's a whole gemara zalach. It's a kasha meitzvei. The madam ha'alvi yurchame. Kesef Mishnah is terrible. What a brilliant idea. I never would have dreamt of it. That's what he says. It's the halacha he says with him. Against the Ram. Wow. Yes.
The second part of the Kesef sounds strange, that you would say that since they're both weak, you would say le instead of al. I would think the opposite. Al seems more encompassing. Al be your humming is the general thing. Yeah. Le is what you need.
But that's the way we think, but the Rambam, right? Exactly. Rambam all different. Anyway, it's amazing shot. Comes the Ran and the Ramban and say, okay, that's it. That's the Ramban, the Kesef Mishnah's amazing shot. It's really terrific. I mean, it's a brilliant maneuver in the sukkah. Probably he's right. That's probably what the Rambam held. I guess so. There's some other side points, which of course tie into this. Sukkah, for example. Famous Rambam, the Ran. We didn't see it. Let's open, turn to the Ran. Okay, let's see. I would like to see things inside if I can. Open to the Ran, please. It talks about Sukkah. Here it is. Where is Sukkah? Here it is on page Dalet Amud Aleph. Kol Amitzus Kulim Mavarach Aleim Avolat Yosef. Kolam Hakodem. Kedi Alpinan the Gemara the Oval the Dishta Da Kluveu. Bekan Kolam Haram Bamzal. We call the Rambam. Shetarech Levarach Leishiv Basukkah Kodem Sheyeshes. Shem Yosef Tchila Lohavi Avolat Yosef. Bamzal you make Leishiv Basukkah standing up. Standing up. Famous Rambam, you have kiddush standing up with sukkahs because you have to make a late place. It's unbelievable. So the Rambam completely wrong. Completely wrong. Veloni ira. Da vada yilurata lechel mu'umad v'lepar v'sukkah mu'umad harayotzadei chavoso v'kevin shekein ma'ben yoshev lelo yoshev. What are you talking about? Yoshev doesn't mean to sit. It means to live. Elokol shalawachal v'nisakim shem over lasiyotzu. Shein loshem leishev v'kan elokein lodur. The list is the cross, knockat the ksiv, mitzukas teshu, which means teshu, we know kain, what? Kain tadur, it's zero over here. That's the Rambam, the Rambam's kasha, Rabbi had the same kasha against the Rambam. I'll tell you the truth. In my opinion, the Rambam is not home free. What did the Rambam say over here? I understand the question, but the Rambam's not home free. What did the Rambam say? What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said, the Rambam said, kol shalom ochal. He contradicts himself. The first he says he can be yotzei the mitzvah, l'tayel v'sukkah me'umad, yotzei chavoso. He's going to just take a tour. He's going to walk around the sukkah, around and around and around and around, yotzei the mitzvah. Then in the very next line he says, as long as he didn't eat, kol ovel atziyos. It's a contradiction from one line to the next. You thought of that, Kasha? Yeah, it's like bombshell Kasha.
The
bombshell kasha. The Ram. What's the Ram talking about? Plea atumah. Yeah. Oh, that's the answer. I think. Minig Yisrael. The Ram doesn't make any mention of it over here. The Minig Yisrael is that we only make a bracha when we eat the sukkah. That's a minig which goes back, not just we made it up in the 20th century. The minig goes back to the Rishonim. So I assume the Ram is basing himself, although he doesn't spell that over here, on that minig. I don't know if the Ram says. But that's the minig which is very widespread. So therefore, since we make a bracha only on the eating, so therefore the Ran says as follows. If you're walking around in the sukkah and you haven't eaten yet, it's still called over last year according to our minig, at least. But the Rambam, who's concerned about the sitting, he doesn't want to make a leisure of a sukkah once you sat down, obviously he doesn't go from this minig. Abraham is concerned even about the eating, about the sitting itself, and he insists that you make the bracha before you sit down, so that he learns leishim is to sit. Then he has a good kasha. What do you mean leishim is to sit? I can eat standing up, and I still have a mitzvah. I still be able to make a bracha leishim pesukah. Yes.
Maybe the Rambam really does hold from the middle. He just says, when you come in the sukkah, you have to make a leisha b'sukkah to eat before you go and do any of these walking around the sukkah. He holds from the middle that we don't, unless we, when you come in the sukkah, you have to make a bracha leisha b'sukkah in order to stay in the sukkah.
The minute you walk in, the first second you walk in, you're ready to do the mitzvah to make it before you walk in.
No, but bracha is leisha, so.
Oh. I think Rav also, that's the answer. The Rambam was a fundamentalist literalist over here. Don't you remember, out of character for the Rambam. He's the one who took the word literally. Leishim is to sit. to sit. I says the pasuk leishiv, and here means to live. It's not so clear. The word leishiv is found often in Tanakh, which we're not sure what it means. You have the Mar Megillah? Daf Chafalaf. Mar Megillah is a kasha. Oh, was the Torah given the Eishiv Bahar, Vanochi Amadati Bahar? Famous Gemara, and my children learned that the first Gemara I ever learned in Daf Chafalaf Megillah. But four terutzim. Some is leishiv. One terutz is Ein Yeshiv El Lashon Akova. This doesn't mean to sit. All the other three pshatim assume that Shiva means to sit. So if it means to sit, Ve'eshev V'har means to sit, so Ve'eshev Pasukas Teshuva might also mean that it's Ke'ein Tadur as a drasha, yeah, but Teshuva can mean literally to sit. V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol Kakol Mayom. The word Yoshev undoubtedly means to sit, no question about it. So it could be as follows. It could be that the Rambam holds that, look, we know that leishiv can mean to sit. People call it, you say, atay yoshev, the modern Hebrew say, it means you're sitting down, no, you're living, right? That's the way it is used today. So therefore, it's better, says the Rambam, to make the bracha before you do the action known as yeshiva. If the action known as yeshiva is sitting, so it's preferred to make the bracha before you sit down. Dr. Rambam says, better to make the bracha before you sit down. Inhalation can also mean what? To live, we know that. But still, it's better to make the bracha before you sit down, because leishiv has a meaning of sitting also. We'll see later on another example of this. Mr. Shimon Toya will talk about it today or tomorrow. Another example, the tefillah sedayim, that may be relevant to this issue also. In other words, the pu'ulat ha-mitzvah is considered sitting, because that's the nusach ha-bracha, is leishiv. Leishiv means to sit, in Pasha Pshat, in the translation of the word leishiv. That can be shita ha-ramba. Now, what about tevila?
Well,
yes? Let's go by it. Tevila. Mother Tvila make Allah Tvila. Why? Because he can't make the bracha before. Huh? So Rashi gives examples of the Balkari. And Tvila's Ger, the Ran says, the last Ran, Kutzman Tvila. Is that right? The Tvila's Ger. So therefore Rashi, the Ran answers, they're quoting Rashi. Tiknu Bakula Shivarek Leacha Tvila. Lopluk. You always make Allah Tvila. But the Rib and the Gonim say, no. Only by a Ger. But nowadays, by any other tefillahs, including tefillahs about Keri, because Takanat Ezra is Basel. So what do? You make the bracha of Ala tefillah before you go in. Before you go in. Everybody but again. But Shah Chai mitfilas, Mevarachim, Vechakach, Tolan. That's what the Rif says, La Halacha. I think we really pointed out the problem. Minei Ube, there's La Haniyach, and there's Al Mitzvahs. So we saw the rush. Remember what we saw in the rush? Maybe you don't remember? Let's turn back to the rush. It's the sea inside, what he said. Always look at the sea inside. Please turn to the rush, if you don't mind. Here's the rush. Page Kufkov Dalet. U'mashem v'vorkem etzfilin shal yad v'aniyach v'ashe rosh al mitzvah v'shem lo rotu chachamim l'sak et shtei brach azu hachazu the mitzvah ha-shavis. What? Lo aniyach and again lo? the end, or close to the end. One could have said, I think it's the Ritva says, that the Al Mitzvahs refers back to the Shalyad as well. We know that Lohaniach refers to the Sharosh, even though we have been making two brachas all the time. But even so, Lohaniach refers to Sharosh, that the Poskim say. But what's not so well known is the quote that this Ritva says, other Poskim say the same thing as well in Echos Tefillin, that the Al Mitzvah goes back to the Shalyad. To look in the Mishnah Berurah if you have a chance, and Simon Chop Haynes, it's Cotton Chop, quotes the Taz, that seems to say this way, that the Al Mitzvah refers back to the Shalyad as well, in which case, the Al Mitzvah says it's at least partially Achar Asiyasan. If it's Achar Asiyasan, that's the rule of the... The end, or close to the end. One could have said, I think it's the Ritva says, that the Al Mitzvahs refers back to the Shalyad as well. Yes. We know that Lohaniach refers to the Sharosh, even though we have been making two brachas all the time. But even so, Lohaniach refers to Sharosh, that's the Poskim say. But what's not so well known is the quote that this Ritva says, other Poskim say the same thing as well in Echos Tefillin, that the Al Mitzvah goes back to the Shalyad. To look in the Mishnah Berurah if you have a chance. And Simon Chop Haynes, it's Cotton Chop, quotes the Taz, that seems to say this way, that the Al Mitzvah refers back to the Shalyad as well, in which case, the Al Mitzvah says it's at least partially Achar Asiyasan. If it's Achar Asiyasan, that's the rule of the Ritva again. Whatever's Achar Asiyasan, you make Al. So it makes sense to say Al on the Tefillin Shal Rosh. Maybe that's what the Rosh meant. That's the Gemara Asiyah. Maybe he doesn't spell it out. Maybe the Ritva spelled it out. Ritva said that the Al Mitzvah goes back to the Shalyad. I think he asked to see the Ritva, no? Kazimich says it also? Oh, I didn't notice that. The Ritva says so. Al Mitzvah goes back to Eino Legamri Ovel Asiyot. Not completely over. Why not? Because it's a lot before the Shal Rosh, but it's after the Shalyad. I got to tell you a story. We have in our shul, the Rosh Hashivas come time to time from Eretz Yisrael. So, a couple of years ago, Rabbi Farbstein spent Shabbos. He spent often Shabbos in Riverdale. He's a Rosh Hashivas Chevra. So I'm learning between Shabbos, between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. In my shul, we learned Mishnah Berurah. So now we're holding already in Kuf Tes. Then we're learning holding in Kuf Chafei. Must have been probably 2 years ago. Rav Farbstein is there, and I'm discussing, you know, the bracha of Tefillin, and the Rav Mishnah Berurah says you have to be very careful not to speak by the Baruch Shem, right? Because the people that make a mistake and they put the Tefillin, they say, I miss the Tefillin, they say the Baruch Shem before they tighten it, and before they put it in the right place. And that's a very bad thing, it's the bracha of the Tefillin, and the Hefzigar. One guy pipes up from the back and says, wait a minute, I was taught that first you put the Shal Rosh on, and then you make Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Look at him, like it's out of his cotton picking mind. What do you say? Yeah. First you put on the Shal Rosh, and then you make Al Mitzvah. That's the Baruch Shem. So look at you the same way. You out of your cotton picking mind? All of a sudden, Rav Farbstein's pipes up from the side right next to me and says, Ken, yes, he speaks English. Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to first put on the shorosh and then make the bracha. No, not tight. It's just first you put it on right, and then you make the bracha. So I said, Kvod HaRav, I don't know what you're talking about. It's a Mishnah Berurah for Farish Paket. No, I forgot the Mishnah Berurah. He couldn't find me any sources. We know that's the way it's supposed to be done. I said, sold in the Chevron Yeshiva or elsewhere. But that's the way he's supposed to do it. So the Chorib of Pashtus, he's against all the Rishonim and Ahudaf. Zahar Rishonim is discussing the Al, the before. If what? If you make the Mitzvah Tefillin, after what? You put on the Sharosh Kedas Kedim, then we understand clockwise Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Because all those Rishonim will say Al, whatever's after would be Al. The fact that nobody says that, the Rosh Hashanah, it's not Lagavri over that, so presumably it's referring back to the Shalyad. But no one said what he said. So the only defense I can have of him is that the Rosh didn't get up today yet. The idea of Achav HaSiyos and the Rosh didn't come to yet. That's later on. He calls it the Rivo. And here he's trying to explain it to Shalyad Rosh before he gets to the Rivo. Otherwise, Rabbi Farbshin is trying to Gahak Pitzoros from the Rosh. But yeah.
There's no difference if
you make
if the Al goes back to the
Shalyan,
then
right.
You say
that
to the
Shalrosh. No. Al goes primarily to the Shalrosh. It should be over Asiyasan. This is a residual connection to the Shel Yad. So since we have to make one Le and one Al anyway, may as well make the Shalrosh Al, because it's not the Gamri over that. So that's what the Ritva says. The Rosh maybe means the same thing. But no, the passion is over, that's on the Sharosh. That's what I think. Yes, sir?
How does Rabbeinu Tam explain the Al Mitzvah Tefillin?
I don't know. I don't think he's talking about it. I don't know. You know, the truth of the matter is, Rabbeinu Tam, speaking of Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, I'm sorry?
No, but all day long is lit. He holds it to lit.
All day long is lit. That's fakir, that's the kasha. Now the kasha, that's what he's asking. Now listen for a second.
Wait a minute.
Listen very carefully. The Rabbeinu Tam, the two gedolim, the Tosfos Shatz and the Tosfos Rid, say, go on to Rabbeinu Tam, why do you say Al HaTvila and Al Netilas HaSyodai? Why Al HaTvila and Al Netilas HaSyodai? Why do we make those brachos? The answer is, what? Because there's no shiui. Like you said, chick-chack, finishes in 1 second. Oh. Comes along, I saw in the Gemara Shlema, the very good Ha'ara, foot 42. But it's also Shana, says, wait a minute. That's the reason why I make Al HaTvila. That's the reason you make Al HaTvila. It's a much better reason. We all know the reason. The reason is, it's after the fact. Says the Baal Gemara Shlema, no. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold from that. Rabbeinu Tam says, you make Al HaTvila before you go to the mikvah. Make Al HaTvila time before you wash your hands. Yeah. So therefore the question becomes, so why do you make Al? So the answer is, it's over 1, 2, 3, there's no shiur. But if not for that, there wouldn't be any explanation for it. That's what the footnote 42 says. Yeah?
You're assuming that he holds that if it's after the fact, that's enough of a reason to make it out. The Tom may not hold of that. Just because the Rebbe uses that as an answer. Maybe even if, right. Even if I'm making the bracha after I do the mitzvah, I should make lit unless certain conditions are fit.
Right, I think you're right. I'll bring it right here, you're right. Rabbeinu Tam switched the lulav around. Switch the answer upside down. He was the one. He started it. Rabbeinu Tam flipped it upside down. What do you see from that? There's no from this, what we call the Baal HaMoreh Svara before. The Baal HaMoreh called him a Toeh. Right? What must you say? That Al is L'Havah. Al is completely L'Havah. As you just said before, David. Rabbeinu Tam denied the fact that Al would work for those who are the Shava, because he owns the Al Mitzvah completely. That's why I give the reason of the fact that he owns the Mitzvah with no Shiui. Exactly so. I thought the footnote 42 sounds good, but I thought it was wrong. Maybe I put the footnote 46. 56, rather. We quote this Rabbeinu Tam all that he flipped the Yatsrik upside down. Oh. I got to tell you one more thing. The Ritva extends the Svar of the Gemara of Al, which we think is the Halacha, of past tense, somebody else's mitzvah, to what he calls the mitzvah Rishus, a mitzvah you need not do. And it fits in perfectly what I told you earlier today. If you have to do something, Hashem commanded us, v'tivanu, l'aniyat tefillin. Right? Because we have to do it. No question about it. We have no choice. L'aniyat tefillin. L'asok v'divrei Torah. L'shmo akol shofar. We have to do it. There's no alternative. But, if it is to be my friend's son, don't have to do it. Someone else do it. Right. And therefore, ala shchita, the Ritva says. Alright, Shem, I'm going to eat potatoes. The rest of Ritva's lesson is, she'ein chova al hanefashos klal. And the Rambam said it first. The Rambam writes in Halacha Yudalit. He says, this is what he says. Hold on a second. Why? I don't have to do it. So be no Eruv. Many cities have no Eruv. That's what he calls a mitzvah to reshus, in effect. Don't have to make an Eruv. Yeah, we don't have to make an Eruv. I know we spent a lot of time on it. We don't have to make an Eruv. That's what's done with the Pshat, and over, it's not over the Asiyasim, awesome too.
Oh.
Who?
This
thing is flat out.
Just what about
Lula? Oh, no, take it a little separately. I'm not sure if you have to look at the Ritva, how he takes care of each one. But that's fits in perfectly with what we said until now. Yes? What we discussed that last week. Why did Al spirit? I don't know. I'm not sure what everyone says.
It's just some counting. There's no.
No, we say because people.
Yeah, no, one person gives it to Tiravam. Someone else gives it to
Tiravam. I'm not sure who said what anymore. But I have another question. It's a very serious question. Serious, very. Halacha l'maaseh, a serious question. We have a number of mitzvahs which we make after the mitzvah is over. Must we make it right after the mitzvah is over? We said, look, once you're not doing it before, you have all day. So the closest we see this beferish in our Gemara, in our text, is in the Ran. Please take a look to the Ran, back to the, from, go back to the Rosh Hashanah. Page Dallas. Here. The Ran says, Dibra Maskil Vahai. Halfway on the wide line. Vahai, everyone see it? Klolo. The Shmuel. What's Shmuel's cloud? Ovalasiyasa. Lesa ela bebirchas ha-mitzvot. Ava birchas ha-shevach gonosin shebeperek ha-roa. Vare la bobal ha-siyosin bevaruch ha-nosa. Aliyacha mikein. Shein roar loma shekishe yizkari em liros yama godol. He otsem eino v'mavarech v'roa. You close your eyes? No. Ela roa v'mavarech v'hem v'kulon. Lefichach nagu l'sadir ha-brocha shol shachiz v'beis ha-knesses. Sh'af al-pisha shoma ha-tarnagol v'chatsi ha-layla. Mavarech olav bashakar. Came into the Acher Mikan Mavarech lo nosnu chachamim behem shir tchiva. Wow! The Ran said that once you're after the fact, who cares? Maybe the Sech woke you at 2 in the morning, you don't dive until 6 in the morning, 4 hours intervene. Big deal? You follow? Big deal? Suggests the Ran. But then he backs out. Miu. The Yushalmi Arminan, the Mestatus Brochus, have a Brochim. We cannot make a bracha. And make the bracha of what? It doesn't pay to go out because you're going to miss the bracha anyway. That's the case. The problem is, what is the Sechvi Bina story? Eliyash Lomash, and say there are brachas alalosh and brachas and shachas and vesechneses. Birchas HaShevachim. Al Minhogo Shel Olam. Afil Lo Shama Sechvi Mevarach. Like today, when did you hear the Sechvi? In Eretz Yisrael, maybe it depends which yeshiva you were. Maybe you're lucky, we're unlucky enough to hear a Sechvi. But not in this neighborhood. Guns, it's not a Sechvi. Alright? Halon, it's not a Sechvi. Al Minhogo Shel Yisrael Tori. Wow. Wow. This is what he says in a very important verse. So now, assuming that we paskin like the Rishalmi, he told today Dibur, and Birkas Hashak, one of two things. Either it's Minhago Shalom or like the Rambam. Rambam says, what? You have to hear the Sefi. And what we do in Shul is a mistake. Guess what? Tos to be Adam, what a funny line. The Balamari's line, Tos to be Adam, to describe our custom of flipping the asterisks. Now the Rambam used the expression, Tos to be Adam to consider our bracha less than a Sefi Bina. So we say nothing to it. We all have Minhago Shalom.
Would you
say
for
what time? What time?
When you get a rooster, before the rooster.
Why no one a rooster silence? Who knows? When you wake up in the morning, it's good enough.
Before you go to sleep, you know.
For yeshiva boys, your shadow is not very practical.
You supposed to say that.
When do you get up before the rooster? When's the last time that happened?
Before you went to sleep before the rooster.
Wait, you have to make the bracha before the rooster crows.
No, after the rooster crows.
It's a birchas
hashemah. It's a birchas hashemah.
Passion.
What about ashiyata?
You go to the bathroom, make ashiyata.
Right immediately, yeah.
They should do it. Right away. Toka de Dibur, I don't think it's a requirement. I don't think, I never heard of it. You have to walk, you should try to do it. Okay. Someone asked me a question. If they answer his question first, then you say Ashiyata. Then you forget, then you get distracted. So I thought it's a good idea to make it more quickly. But, anyway, but now I have a major question. Yes?
No,
oh, my major question. We assume we pass like the Yerushalmi. What about a mitzvah? Give an example. Hadlakas haneris. We have a meeting at Hadlakas haneris to make a bracha. Neir Shal Shabbos, I'm talking now. And the, at least for a lady, the meeting is she first lights the candles and then she makes the bracha. That's the famous minik hanosh. Netilas yadayim. We all have the minik. That, except for the Rebbe Natan, that we make the bracha after we wash our hands. So you have to do it right away. All right, I can wash my hands. Then I can go and have a conversation, watch the television, read a sefer, pick a phone call. No, I'll make sure my hands are clean without touching anything. And then I'll make a bracha. Oh, I'll feel as you're dying and then make a motzi.
It's a dry after the bracha. You're
going to
go
all over to
dry your hands.
Oh, all right. So I'll leave.
You're not going to touch anything.
Well. That's a good question. I will get to that later. What other one? So what's the difference? Can you wait forever, or is it only toch kidei, toch kidei deeper? So the ritva, 1 second. I just tell you the question. If you're going to mitzvahs, you have to. You must do a toch kidei deeper of the mitzvah if you're doing it afterwards. To Rabbi Nadavid suggested, no. He suggests that that's what they do, that the tilas yadayim would bother him. That's what I asked the Rabbi Nadavid. The minig was they wash their hands in the morning, and then the chazal would get up. It's the broyer still has that. We don't have that minig. Our chazal starts in Sefri. But in broyer, and some other shul, they go through the whole story, starting from the tilas yadayim. That's a question.
This morning.
Then you do it sort of right afterwards. But let's say you washed your hands in your house, and then you came, and an hour passed, you got the shul, and the chazan starts, and not until it's a dive. It's an hour too late. So I made it up and said, well, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's not so bad, because although the Yerushalmi is a different talk to the Dibur, the Birchas HaShevach is different than Birchas HaMitzvah. So it suggests the Rabbeinu David. So call the Rabbeinu David. Same thing the Pashtun should be when you wash your hands for a meal. To wash your hands, right? And then you can have all kinds of distractions and everything, whatever you want. And then as long as then you make a bracha until it's time at the end, should be no problem.
But it's assuming one thing. Assuming passing like the Ramah that I have, say, between the Tila and Berkas HaMotzi is not a problem.
No, not necessarily. Because he'll say that there has to be between the bracha, one might argue. So let me tell you where I'm coming from. The tzlach, in his time, saw something which we see in our time. People think that you can't speak, everyone knows, you can't speak from Alatila Sadaim until you eat your bread. Everybody knows that. Oh. I can't speak of them. I wash my hands. But you find it in many places. While the person is washing the hands, you're trying, but you know you can't talk once you make up this mess. So you quickly have to grab in that last snippet of conversation. Always that way. That's Minhag Yisrael. The tzlach is dead wrong. And I think he's right. It's based push right over here. For carrots. To speak with you now, let's see, a diamond I'm out see is a shayla. 2 days in Mechaber, maybe it's mutter even. But to speak between the washing of your hand and the bracha of the tilas yadayim is much worse. Because according to the Pashup Shah, you have to be tokhe de divo, or at least no half second speak in speech. Only Rabbi Nadavid would justify it.
But
wait. The Pashup Shah is the tilas is washing hands. And therefore, you have no right at all, slack right in the drushim. Don't you dare speak between the time that you wash your hands and the time you make the bracha. The minute the first drop of water falls in your hand, you stop speaking. That's the end. That's the psak. The halacha lemaisa. Only Rabbi Nadav would justify this terrible practice. And he said it as a psak. You know, after the fact justification, he doesn't like it too much either. We don't do it in the morning. We don't make all this time in the morning of shul. We make it as soon as you wash your hands. We don't go for this business. 1 minute. So the Ritva says, as a matter of fact, that you must make the bracha birchas hamitzvah within a tochet edidur of the time that the bracha can be made. In other words, usually you make a bracha before the mitzvah. Some mitzvahs you can't make the bracha till after the mitzvah, but whenever that time is, should be tochet edidur. Like, for example, ahadlachas haneiris. The Ritva will tell Mrs. Ritva. Mrs. Ritva, and now that she listens to her husband, made the bracha of ahadlachas haneiris, if she made it at all. And if she made it, not before, if she made it after, she made it right after. Right after. Because that's what the Ritva insisted. That's what he insisted. It should be done right away. Now, right away to what? The Ritva happens to hold in that little piece over there. You make it after the niguf, the wiping of the hands. So the Ritva says you shouldn't make the bracha until after you washed your hands and after you wiped your hands. But after you wipe your hands, you must make the bracha right away. Toch kidei dibur. 1 minute. 1 minute. Toch kidei dibur. If you look, 1 minute. If you look in the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Nun Ches Sif Yud Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah Mem Dalet, the sounds like maybe it's mutter, and others seem to say it's prohibited. It's a complicated story. Maisa, I think the tzlach is right. You should not speak from the minute you use the first drop of water falls in your hands. And I haven't really seen anyone to give a good justification of the other custom. Now, Faker, what if you make it? Yes?
I just want to ask a question on that you say. The Mark Kuhn says that I wish to wash my hands in the morning now, and as long as I have kavanas for the whole day, not masik with the garbage man between, my tila is valid. The minute then, I'm allowed to talk. So what's this whole kashrus of the tzlach?
It's an Irish guy. The din is, if I wash my hands, the pashtus, I wash my hands, I make a bracha, the pashtus, I make an atilas adayim, I eat bread, the pashtus, and then I'm going to go talk the rest of the day. So yeah, sure, since when we said the mitzvah began, like we had the Avadika summits, the mitzvah began, so then they can even talk in the middle of the mitzvah, it's okay. It's like a different case. We're talking about guys where the guys are talking before you had them, before they did anything. We ate the first slice of bread.
The
22 amas is a different story. After you finish washing, after you make a mitzvah, before you make a mitzvah, Now it's something before you mention it's a diet. It's much more common. Or it's more cow. It's not that it's more common. That's the difference.
What is
the word in the field? Oh, hold on one second. I'll get to that in a minute. Before you get to that, though. What if you make a bracha too early? Too early. What does the word over latiyasa mean?
Before.
Not before.
No.
It means
right before.
Just before.
Oh,
colon. Not colon. No. Colon would mean in a year before. Over is just before. Immediately preceding. So what if I make the bracha an hour before the mitzvah? I'm in a rush, so I'll sit there, you know, I'm going to be in a rush, I'm going to be nervous, my brother Shmuel calls off, I know myself. So I'll say, I'll make a Shmuel calls off, and then I'll take an hour break, and I'll stop blowing. What do you say? Let's take tefillin. More common case. Tefillin. What I do, I'll take the tefillin in my hand, put the tefillin shliyad in my palm of my hand, I'll make a bracha laniach tefillin, and then I'll slither up my forearm and up the arm, and then I'll tighten it. It's good or no good?
Probably.
Well, the Pesukim would say it's no good. Why is it no good? Because Mother Lachman, fill the money, make the bracha. What does it say? Bishatan Akhasa. Let me shatan Akhasa. You have to first have it on your hand. Take Lula, for example. Lula. Just make a bracha on the tzitzit, Lula, while it's on the table. So the Rishonim say, including the Kalb, you shouldn't do that. Why? It's too early. They call that over the over. It's not over last year, it's not before, it's before. It's too early. Yeah, but there it's on your hand already. That's the difference. It's in your hand already. It's on the table. It's on the table. Not clear. The Ritzvara, it's not clear that you're coming to do it right now. Bidiyev, 1 second. Bidiyev, what would be the thing if you make a broker too early? So, like this. If you look at the footnotes here, Gemara Shlomo footnote 50, on that Ritva, quotes a Rabbi Yol, who says, even b'diyevet is no good. If you make the bracha too early, even b'diyevet, you're not yotz with that bracha. Make a bracha all over again, it was a bracha l'matol. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Yerizeh, when you said that's an impossibility. Yev Shalom came. He didn't know about the Rabbi Yol. He said, no one in the Rambam would ever say it's a bracha l'matol. It's just not the right, not perfect, not ideal, but no one would ever say it's l'matol. Well, he didn't know about the Rabbi Yol. It wasn't printed in his day. Well, the Maisa, most poskim say, like a Mekiveg. It's quoted in Hilchos Birchos Hanedim. You're not supposed to make a Borah for eight before you pick up the apple in your hand. What if you, that's in the Parashat Shulchan Aruch. What if you made the Borah for the apple on the table? So I would say, according to the Rabbi, you're probably not Yotze. But the Mishnah Berurah is Yotze B'diyevet. Where is it found? Kuf Sam of Zion, in Tzivkot and Chavveis, and Reish Vov, Sifkot and Yud Zayin. You look around those two Sifkot, you'll see it. Yes?
Why
do we keep the
shofar covered?
Excellent question. According to this, when you make the bracha l'shmo, a kol shofar, you should make the bracha with the shofar in your hand. In your hand! I have never in my life seen it. Never in my life seen it. All balchiyot that I've seen cover the shofar when they make the bracha. Why? I'll tell you a secret. It's a secret. Now peace out. You know, I'll peace out. We'll ask not the reason why. I wonder if I went to peace Zohar or something.
No, but if so,
it's a but I'm asking Akasha. According to the Rabbi Yoh, it's a bracha of Atola. What do you know? It's too early.
The first one doesn't work. That's why
you
have
all your shofars covered. Let's put the one that probably will work in your hands. Why don't we go with the nigla? That's a very good kasha. Usually the mogad rabba is a cloud. If it's nigla against nista, we follow the
nigla.
The answer is as follows, in my opinion. The Rav Yoh, I've no doubt in my mind, in Rav Yoh's shul, the Balkia held up the shofar in his hand. So you get the Zohar. He held the shofar in his hands, because otherwise the Rebbe was passing the bracha l'matol negad again. But since we don't pass like the Rav Yoh, we pass like a b'kiveg and the Mishnah Berurah Sabidi, Yevet, so to go to anyway, that's where the Nista comes in. If the Nigla is good with the Yevet, and the Nista requires the Chatzilah, then we cover it, so we give in to the Nista, even at the expense of a Nigla with the Chatzilah. That's why, sure. If we are at the Rav Yoh, or in the Shul of the Rav Yoh, where you consider it to be a bracha l'matol, if you didn't have the shofar in your hand, So I'm quite convinced that in the Rav Yos Shul, he made the bracha with the shofar in the hand. Otherwise, we bracha with a problem. But since we follow the Mishnah Berurah b'chiveger, and the evidence it's good even with the shofar on the stender, on the bima, on the apple, on the plate. So the chatchila, you're supposed to keep it in your hand. But the chatchila, you should follow the Zohar also. It's the Zohar wins. Two the chatchilas. One's the Zohar, one's the Gemara. But you know, in the chatchila, the Zohar can win, you know. That's what it seems to be. I don't know, I don't like it too much. But I don't know what I'm saying, yeah?
It means that you can't
make a bracha tonight. Bracha? Aye, what's that?
Like,
how the Chachamim
wrote, when
you're
not finished
for
Shabbos
right
away,
when it's going to be finished for Shabbos. Like, you should rule. No, the bracha is not on the Kabbalah Shabbos, the bracha is on Halacha Tanis. Even if Shabbos starts in an hour from that, still doesn't matter. The action of Halacha Tanis, it is.
And you haven't learned to start Shabbos.
Doesn't matter.
Taking any Shabbos.
Doesn't matter. You don't say bracha. Asher kedisham because of al kabbalah shabbos. Or lekabel shabbos. Make a bracha la'ad k'nei asher shabbos. That's that. Even though that kabbalah is later. Yes.
I thought that the chat by Google, for example, was that something might happen. You say the bracha, then you discover that it's possible.
If you're gonna go with that, you never make any brachas.
No, because if you.
The one by Shof has tried that svar. That you can't make it by shul because it may not flow right, it may not shechita, it may not shech right. So we forget it, we disregard it. As long as the chances are that it's going to be kosher is shechita, the kosher is kia, good. But somebody asked me this week, I think Yeshua asked me this week, but there's so many behemoths that we make trade.
Sure.
Look at the Ramon, you look it up here? Oh, you look it up. Simon Yutes, Yoredea. It's a two-line Ramon with a long shah. I threw up the key vegas over there. Give a look. We'll discuss it tomorrow if you look it up. But before we get to that, the lulav story. Rabbeinu Peretz says you make the bracha as soon as you put the lulav in your hand. Alright? And you do it as you lift it. Or maybe it means before you lift it. My impression from Rabbeinu Peretz is as follows. The Rashash in Sukkah Membeis says like this. Netilas lulav, Mark asked before. What does the word netila mean? Literally. Lift. So he suggests a possibility. You don't fulfill the mitzvah until you actually lift up the lulav. The Rashash is dead wrong. Why is it wrong? Because if that were right, that would be a great way to solve the bracha problem. Make al netilas lulav after it's in your hands before you lift it.
There you go.
A tefach, ritva, whatever you want to say. So I can just put it in my hands and then make the bracha and then pick it up. But the fact that the Rosh Hashanah nobody says this proves that it's wrong. Well, guess what? Guess who said it? Rabbeinu Peretz. He wasn't printed in the Rosh Hashanah today. Rabbeinu Peretz said exactly that the way I understood it. That's what he said.
That's much harder. That's an easier solution.
He can't
say that.
He can't
say that.
I thought that one second that you could say as follows. Listen to me again. This is what I wanted before. Maybe Rabbeinu Peretz agrees with the Rav Shach and everybody else. You fulfill the mitzvah Rav Osai on the Tilas Lulav as soon as Lulav is in the air. What's this bit about picking it up? Yes, as follows. This is the point of the Rambam. The phraseology is critical. The brother say our mitzvah. Lulav, al-netilas lulav. What does netila mean literally? Netila means lifting. So even if you fulfill the mitzvah before you lifted it up, which is what the Rosh Hashanah claims to be true, we can nevertheless make a case that the bracha should be said before you lift it, that the bracha should before the action should be described in the language of the bracha. That the bracha leish in the sukkah. What is it before the mitzvah when you're standing up? But before you sit, that's the pu'ula, which is found in the nusach of bracha. So here too, al netilas lulav. I'm ready to pick it right now. Pick it up. That's what's referred to in the bracha side. What occurs to me, if this is true, you have a new pshat netilas tzedakah. And do this. Because the Shulchan Aruch, the netilas tzedakah requires, after you wash your hands, what do? You pick them up. This way, that way, the whole long story. We review the reveals, right? But that's what it says. Tomorrow, pick up your hand. Look at the Chazal, Sudanus, about the Tfilah Tadayim, and we can do it after we wash our hands, before we lift up our hands. After we take the lula, before we lift it up, and after we stand in the circle, before we sit down. According to that sheet, it would be a Zepsahidr, to make the bracha on the Tfilah Tadayim before you lift up your hands. Of course, there are other things. The more common view, as we mentioned earlier, is before you dry your hands. That's the toast that'll be here in Tzachin. Before you dry your hands, the drying is part of the mitzvah. You're supposed to dry your hands, and if you don't dry your hands, it's no good. Even though today it's not a tummy anymore, because I might be the revere. Also, but still, that it's still considered a proper thing to wash your hands, and therefore, that's which is traditionally given. But according to this verse, which I'm saying now, is the action.
What?
No,
that's
in the problem with the bread, which is coming to tommy the water on your hands, make your hands into a rishon.
Parshat Pshat is that once you use a revius, there's no more left in tummy. But the minute is to wipe it, it's to wipe it anyway, which is a good minute, yes.
But lula, lifting it is part of the actual mitzvah. Washing your hands, lifting your hands.
No, that's part of the procedure. It's procedure. So now I want to discuss with you, and we'll just begin now. We only have to stop in 2 minutes. But we will continue tomorrow on this issue, and then we'll also discuss a few other things. Tomorrow is a new Gemara. The Mahama conference will hopefully be ready tomorrow. Is it now? Yeah? Okay, and I want to give it out in the morning. I hope not. Why do you make a bracha over Latios? The Chalal. Let's go away from the Nusach for the moment. All right, we'll come to the Nusach, we'll have to see the Ravid, we'll discuss. The Mihimi will discuss. That's later at the end of the Ma'am HaKomis. But I want to discuss with Sir Ritva. Why did Bukhan make a bracha over Lassi Yasin? Why? Sir Ritva, he doesn't say the Shem Yichud. He says that at the very end of the Ritva, he says the reason is Kadesh Yiskadesh Tchila B'Bracha V'Yigala V'Yodiya Shu Oso Sa V'Nei Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. That's the reason. Says not of Yehuda, the famous tshuva. Basically, I didn't have the ritual, he said it on his own. But this ritual, it's written up in the book, the famous story of not of Yehuda. The first misnagdim in the olden days. Great line. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll do the Rambams and the Ravid and the Miri, and then we'll start the next decision. Okay.